This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of one of two new Haydn recordings on the Delos label. The conductor is Gerard Schwartz, no relation to Lloyd, and the record features a more varied selection than you usually find on such a record.
One of my favorite New Yorker cartoons is the one with the two performing seals. One has a big beach ball, the other is standing in front of a set of horns. The one with the horns is saying to the one with the ball, "Of course, what I really want to do is direct." One shouldn't be too cynical. Sometimes it's hard to know where our talents, if any, really lie. Why shouldn't a performer who has suffered under the thumb of terrible directors prefer to do the directing? In fact, many conductors, including Toscanini and Koussevitzky, started out as instrumentalists. Gerard Schwartz was a trumpet virtuoso before he turned to conducting, and his career as a conductor is certainly taking off. Recently, he's had recordings released with symphony orchestras from Seattle to London. He's a very musical director. There's nothing vulgar or stupid about what he does. But everything he does seems a little square. There's neither much insight nor individuality, no rhythmic snap. It's as if he wants everything to sound like the standard version. Not that this is the worst ambition in the world. Recordings like his are often useful to introduce listeners to a given work, to all the notes, to the general style. But what they can't or don't want to show you are the subtleties, the jokes, the nooks and crannies, the quirks and ticks that make great composers different from everyone else. Conservative conductors like Schwartz tend to avoid extremes, to iron out tempos and smooth over transitions. Nothing too controversial. That's what happens on this new Haydn recording with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra on the Delos label. Let's hear some of the Andante of the 104th Symphony, the last symphonic slow movement Haydn wrote. It's nice, bouncy, charming. Now here's the same passage on an old recording by Sir Thomas Beecham with the Royal Philharmonic. Thank you. Beecham shows us the profundity of this music, the exquisite melancholy. It's not just that the tempo is slower, though that's part of it. There's a spiritual difference, a different level of seriousness with which the music is taken. Schwartz's temperament may not make for a particularly stimulating or revealing symphony conductor, but it actually can make a good, unobtrusive accompanist. Delos has begun an interesting experiment. In addition to discs that include only symphonies or piano concertos or cello concertos, they also have a series that offers a program of what we might listen to at an actual concert. Two symphonies, with a concerto in between. On this disc, between Haydn's early Symphony No. 22, The Philosopher, and his late 104th, comes the familiar D major harpsichord concerto, No. 2, played here on a Bösendorfer piano by Carol Rosenberger. It's a delight from beginning to end. Rosenberger's the more imaginative musician, and Schwartz's conventionality is a good foil for her special loveliness.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix and teaches at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He reviewed a new Haydn recording on the Delos label, featuring Gerard Schwartz with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and pianist Carol Rosenberger. Listening to Fresh Air.